NPR's business news starts with a new leader for the World Bank. This morning, President Bush announced his choice to run the World Bank. Robert Zoellick was Mr. Bush's first trade representative and then the number two person at the State Department. He will replace Paul Wolfowitz, who resigned 2 weeks ago after a bitter battle over charges of ethical lapses. Zoellick will have to heal a World Bank sharply divided over Wolfowitz's leadership, as NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
Robert Zoellick left the State Department just under a year ago to become a senior partner at Goldman Sachs, one of the world's most important investment banks. Zoellick had spent most of his career in D.C. He held prominent roles in President Reagan's Treasury Department and the first President Bush's State Department. He publicly expressed frustration for not being given the World Bank presidency in 2005 when Wolfowitz was named. By tradition, every World Bank president is an American nominated by the U.S. president, although technically Zoellick must be approved by the World Bank board. Dennis Detray of the Center for Global Development and a 26-year World Bank veteran says Zoellick will have a tough challenge winning back the confidence of bank staff.
The stakes are literally the future of the bank. If Bob Zoellick doesn't get this right, the bank will go on, but it will basically spiral down into oblivion.
Paul Wolfowitz leaves office at the end of June. Zoellick is expected to begin then. Adam Davidson, NPR News.
And you can read about Robert Zoellick's career, as well as some of the challenges he would face at the World Bank, by going to npr.org.